Connor in Arlington, Texas, is watching us on YouTube Live. Connor, your question for Carlo.
Hey, Carlo. Hey, Cy.
Hi.
Hey, brother.
I have friends at school that like to talk theology with me in my classes when we're not doing anything else.
Awesome.
And they're pretty much always Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
I have very few Catholic friends in Texas. And we the topic of Mary usually comes up.
Amen to that.
And so I was discussing with them why Catholics believe she was sinless.
Right.
And I was discussing why the Immaculate Conception is necessary.
Sure.
Or not necessarily necessary, but it's been revealed that's how it happened.
Correct. Fitting.
And,
yeah.
And how it had to be that way. She had to be, like, pure until Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
But then they always ask, how about whenever? How about after
right.
Jesus was born?
Amen.
And so my question is, how do I support the claim that she was sinless from her conception to her death?
Yes, this is an excellent question, Connor. First of all, let me just commend you, brother, for talking theology in the high school classroom with your fellow classmates. If
right.
I may ask, are you junior, senior in high school? Or?
I'm a junior.
Fantastic, man. This is exciting for me, Connor. Okay, so here's what we basically want to do. You want to, first of all, you can establish Mary's Immaculate Conception by looking at Mary as the new Eve, right? So if you go to Genesis 3:15, are you familiar with that passage, Connor?
Yes.
Okay, so you know about how God promises to set enmity between the woman and Satan, between the woman's seed and Satan's seed, right? Well,
yes.
In that passage, first of all, notice total separation between the woman and Satan. This means the woman's not going to be under Satan's dominion. She's not going to be tainted by sin in any way. And we further get an indication that this woman is going to be sinless in her conception, when she's created, by the fact that she is not, we're not talking about Eve here, she is going to be a new woman. Woman, in that context, seems to be a title, Connor, for Eve in her pre-fall state. As indicated in Genesis 2:23, Eve doesn't receive her name until after the fall in Genesis 3:20. So woman seems to be a title for a pre-fall condition before sin. And God is talking about this new woman, which we know to be Mary. So the new woman is going to be like the first woman in the pre-fall state. How was the first woman created? Free from sin. Consequently, this new woman is going to be created free from sin. Hence, God's statement, there will be total opposition or enmity between you, the new woman, and Satan. Now, so that's how we can establish a biblical basis for the Immaculate Conception. If the first Eve was created without original sin, well, then the new Eve, Mary, would have to be created without original sin. Otherwise, she would be inferior to the first Eve. But that's a no-no in biblical theology, right? It's called typology. Now, here we go, Connor. Here's how we can talk about the Mary remaining sinless throughout the rest of her life. Notice this, and we can follow the same line of reasoning of the new Eve. Notice how we have, you know, the new woman and the first woman are on an equal par, right? We got this. They're both created without original sin. But check this out. Notice the first woman, Eve, she fell. She disobeyed, right? So in order for the new woman, the new Eve, Mary, to be superior to that first Eve, she's going to have to remain sinless throughout the rest of her life in order to be truly the new woman. And God sets enmity. And when God sets enmity, there's no going back on that. So I think these are a few indications of Mary being sinless throughout the rest of her life because she is the new Eve. Thank you so much, Connor. God bless you in your endeavors, brother.